Now, he's going to really get down to business here. Listen to him. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again. They should now have learned their ABCs. And some of them want a BD degree, but they don't even know their ABCs. And he has to go over the baby stuff again. He has to give them milk again. Ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles. And that word first principles in the Greek is stoicheia, from which we get our word atom, by the way. Atoms are stoicheia. It means primary elements. The ABCs of the Christian life. They ought to be teachers. They ought to be mature saints. But instead of that, they're still little babies. And what they need is somebody to burp them. Pastor friend of mine, I asked him how he's getting along. Well, he says, I'm getting really tired of burping a bunch of spiritual babies. And that's what a great many people are, which are the first principles of the oracles of God. Here is an example. A member stops me after the morning service. I'm shaking hands. They stop, said, Dr. McGee, do you have anything against me? And I said, no. Why? Why do you say that? Well, you passed me yesterday on the street and you didn't speak to me. That's baby talk. Don't you know I didn't even see you? Be perfect nonsense to talk like that. Why did you this morning not have the soloist sing? We wanted to hear the soloist sing. Oh, my gracious. Little babies wanting their rattle, want the bottle with a nipple in it. Oh, today, you're such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. That is, you're not full grown. You haven't reached maturation. Now, a baby cannot eat meat, but an adult can enjoy milk. And I'll admit that a lot of mature saints today sit and listen to baby talk from the pulpit. It's tragic indeed that they have to do that, but they do. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. He doesn't know the word of God. And may I make this plea? I don't want to step on your toes. I'd love to be helpful to you. You cannot grow apart from the Word of God. I don't care how active you are in the church. You may be an officer. You may be chairman of every committee in the church. You may be the leading deacon or the leading elder in the church. I don't care who you are. If you're not in the Word of God and don't know how to handle the Word of God, you're a little baby. And it's tragic to occupy an office when you're just a little baby. You ought to come on and grow up. It's tragic that there are people that have been members of the church and been saved for years, and they're still going around saying, goo, 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 goo. Nothing in the world but little baby talk. That's all in the world. And all they want is just to be burped periodically. Now, verse 14, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, that is, full grown, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil, who are able to read the Word of God intelligently. My friend, that's the reason we are teaching the Bible on the Through the Bible program. And that's the reason we're doing nothing but that. We do not major in music. We do not major in anything else. And we're not saying those things are not right. They are right. I just couldn't sing, and I have no appreciation really of music. But I believe today that this is something I should do, is teach the Bible. Because I have seen over a period of years how ignorant people, church members, can be of the Word of God. Some of them never grow up, always babes.